Joining us now for a look at the reaction to President Bush's trip in Russia and Europe are Ian Black of The Guardian newspaper. He joins us from Brussels, Belgium. Hello, Ian.
Hi there.
And Masha Lipman, deputy editor of Russia's weekly magazine in Moscow. Masha, please let me begin with you. Presidents Bush and Putin have just signed the Moscow Treaty, which is being characterized as a major arms treaty. What is the assessment of this accord in the Duma, the Russian parliament, and with the public?
There are fewer people in the Duma, actually a small group of the communists who are against it, who are now realizing that their influence is fading away and trying their best to prove to their voters that they're still worth something. And to do so, they say we are totally against this treaty. This is humiliating. However, this is the opinion of a minority in the Duma. Generally, there is an approval of the summit, an approval of the treaty, but I wouldn't say it's over-enthusiastic.
Well, what differences between the two countries remain unresolved?
I wouldn't say this is about differences. I think this is about expectations. Russia and President Putin first and foremost, made an abrupt pro-Western move after September 11. There have been a number of concessions on the Russian side, including Russia's reconciliation to America withdrawal from anti-ballistic missile treaty, to very clear intention of NATO to expand and maybe even to include the Baltic countries. Russia's ready to concede in the hope that it may benefit in the future economically.
Let me turn to Europe. Ian Black, the president is also visiting several European countries on this trip. How would you describe U.S.-European relations?
Well, there's no doubt that this is a difficult period. There's been a lot of talk of transatlantic drift, of this once close alliance approaching an unprecedented crisis. I think there's a degree of exaggeration. It's the sort of subject that has pundits in the media sounding off sometimes in extravagant ways. But there is no doubt that the accumulation of problems over Iraq, over the Middle East, over trade, and other issues makes up for a serious set of difficulties.
Some of the comments alluding to pundits have been particularly, well, one might even say a little short of vicious. Does that reflect, you think, the feeling amongst the public?
For 40 years, Europe and America were allies. They hung together. That has now gone. Europe is making a bid to be something else, a bigger player, a more confident player in the world. At the same time, America has never been more powerful. And I think there is real sentiment out there in the streets of Europe, here and there, not everywhere, that doesn't like America, doesn't like American power, and doesn't like the sort of things that a very powerful America wants to do in a world which it so completely dominates. I think that's the key.
For both of you, do you think that the whole sort of international debate has been recast? I mean, there would have been a time when it might have been Europe and the U.S. in consultation about a war, likely a nuclear war between Russia and the United States. Now it seems it's a matter of resolving or attempting to resolve one issue at a time, whether it's Kyoto or trade. Masha?
This certainly is true, but I don't think that this is something that is changing these days. I think actually if we talk about Cold War, which was about the antagonism between the two major superpowers and which was about the division of the world into two spheres of influence, that period I think was largely over at the time of Mikhail Gorbachev.
You know, I think that everybody's adjusting to a new and very unfamiliar world. We're going to see an extraordinary event in Rome on next Tuesday, the signature with President Bush, President Putin, and others of an agreement which will give NATO a formal relationship with Russia to discuss issues of mutual interest. It's a symbolic and practical way of showing that, indeed, the Cold War is over and that those old enemies are actually cooperating on practical issues of international security together. And I think that America-Russia, Europe-America, Russia-NATO, all these tensions and difficulties and strains in these relationships with new aspects to them now, a part of this working out of a new world system that's completely different from what we knew after the Cold War and after September the 11th.
Ian Black, Masha Lipman, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ian Black in Brussels is European editor for The Guardian newspaper. Masha Lipman is deputy editor of Russia's weekly magazine in Moscow.